Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm KRMG's Russell Mills. Thanks for listening to this episode of the KRMG In-Depth Podcast. It's estimated that well over 25,000 Oklahomans have been essentially trapped in nursing homes and long-term care facilities for months. Along with the very real physical toll taken by COVID-19, isolation has naturally led to an increase in depression and other health issues. Sunshine Care Partners in Tulsa has launched a volunteer program to help combat that problem. And there's more. The company's also working on an initiative that could be a game changer for telemedicine and long-term care here in Oklahoma. Here's my conversation with the founder and owner of Sunshine Care Partners, Rusty McMurray. It is presented unedited and in its entirety. All right, we are on with Rusty McMurray, and full disclosure, I do a little show with Rusty on Sundays. It's called Senior Class, and it's about, you know, lifestyle and health and everything to do with our older citizens. And in doing that show, in the course of it, he's discussed a couple of initiatives that his company's doing that I think people need to know about. So we're having this conversation today to let people know just that. Let's start by telling them about your company. Rusty, it's called Sunshine Care Partners, and it's basically a health concierge. Can you kind of explain to folks what Sunshine Care is and what it does for folks?
Of course, and thank you so much for having me. Sunshine Care Partners is a specialty medical practice. We serve geriatric patients that have chronic illnesses that they will not recover from. So that's diabetes, high blood pressure, et cetera. And what we've done during COVID is we have partnered with AMS on site, and we are helping really put the family and the residents' mind at ease. And we're really addressing their psychosocial needs during this COVID because they've been isolated. So we've developed our own proprietary Sunshine Care Prayer Partner Program, where we have prayer partners reach out and pray with these individuals. And then our Sunshine Care clinical workers actually meet with these individuals and these long-term care residents face-to-face for 20 to 30 minutes each month. And we actually can help facilitate the video conferences between the families. We interview the families, we talk with the staff, and the residents for the benefit of those chronically ill elderly.
So basically, I mean, you're a healthcare agency. You help coordinate the care between all the different doctors and all the different pharmacists and whatever that an older person, you know, might be, encounter in the course of taking care of their healthcare needs. But you saw an additional need during the pandemic, and it was to try to combat isolation and loneliness and depression. Is that fair to say?
It really is, because prior to COVID, our Sunshine Care Partners would visit with these residents on a monthly basis, and we got to build strong relationships with these individuals. So sometimes we were the only visitor these long-term care residents saw in any given month. So we understood for the last 24 months the importance of these face-to-face visits and these conversations with these long-term care residents. And when we were locked out of these buildings to provide these face-to-face services, not only ourselves, but the doctors and the nurses in these long-term care buildings saw the effects of depression that this isolation caused. So we were able to quickly address that and begin to have our visit schedules picked back up. Then as we began to get more and more word out about our Sunshine Care Partner Program that seemed to catch fire nationally very quickly, people began to hear about the services that Sunshine Care Partners provided, and it was able to facilitate this relationship with AMS on-site at a national level.
So a win-win. And I know it's called the Sunshine Care Prayer Partners, but it's not always just about that. It's also about, you know, they just want to have a conversation with somebody. They want to talk. They want some companionship.
Yeah, the Prayer Partner Program is really a nonprofit that spun off from Sunshine Care Partners because in our proprietary interview process, we have a social, psychological, and a spiritual component that are all combined together. And when we find a distinct spiritual need, that's different than a medical practice can actually identify and really cater to. So we partner with volunteers all across the country that volunteer to fill that spiritual component through offering 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week prayer for these individuals that want much more than just that conversation.
All right. So you've mentioned AMS a couple of times, and they are part of this program, but you guys are also basically expanding what you're doing. You're moving into new areas of telemedicine and telehealth, which I've had doctor after clinician after psychologist tell me that is the way things are going in the future. So tell us what AMS is and tell us a little bit about what you guys have planned.
AMS OnSite is a company out of Annapolis, Maryland, that specializes in providing infectious disease protocol, mitigation, and surveillance in long-term care properties, which are nursing homes all across the United States. So what our two companies have done is develop certified solution provider programs for each other's products and or services. So that allows us to provide Sunshine Care Partner products and services in the buildings that they serve across the United States. And it allows us to have as an arrow in our quiver as our company expands across the United States, not only to offer the solution to depression, isolation, and loneliness, but we also are able to offer the COVID-19 flu mitigation protocols, intervention specialists, and mentors to provide that true complete solution to all of our customers, whether that be nursing homes or nursing home residents across the country. So we're excited because in our model, about 5/8 of the jobs that we create are Oklahoma telehealthcare professional jobs. The other remainder of those jobs will actually be placing Sunshine Care workers in those long-term care buildings across the United States. So we're going to see a wave of great new healthcare jobs right here in Oklahoma that we're able to create to serve these nursing home residents across the country.
Do you have any kind of estimate as to about how many jobs you think this initiative will create? And how are these people getting trained? How do they learn to do what it is they need to do, in order to be effective with their clients?
That is a great question. So initially over the next 12 months, based on the expansion of both of our companies, it will mean close to 1,000 jobs right here in the state of Oklahoma. And these are telehealth jobs. These are those 21st century jobs that haven't yet been created. So I can't yet put a job description out into the newspaper for these 21st century healthcare jobs. So what we've done over the last number of months is we have reached out to what I feel is the most undervalued asset that we have in Oklahoma, and that's our multi-billion dollar career tech system. A lot of folks remember that as our VoTech system. So what we're going to do is we're going to partner with these VoTechs across the state of Oklahoma to develop new curriculum that then they can train these individuals in these rural areas so we can create these telehealthcare worker jobs that they can live in rural Oklahoma, suburban Oklahoma, or even urban Oklahoma to serve the needs of the geriatric population across the country. So we're excited about this public-private partnership to help really create these jobs and build that new blue-collar healthcare worker. So when the oil and gas industry dries up in the next 5 years to a decade, We can replace all those jobs with high-tech career jobs in the healthcare industry.
It sounds to me like what you guys are really trying to do is build or help build the new paradigm for how medicine's going to work, because I don't think it's any secret to anybody that in Oklahoma, rural hospitals have been closing. There's a terrible nursing shortage, and we're about to feel the pain of that, I fear. And physicians too. And when you do have a decent amount of doctors, it's like you said, that's going to be in the urban areas. That's going to be in, you know, Oklahoma City and Norman and Tulsa. But if you live in Weatherford or, I don't know, McAllister or Yukon, right? You may not have the option to see a doctor within an hour and a half of where you live. So telemedicine is something that's sort of the wave of the future. And it sounds like you guys are trying to literally build the paradigm on how to do that.
And in nursing homes and assisted livings, it's much more different of a product to develop than a telemedicine job out of a hospital or a medical practice, because we have a whole set of parameters that we have to take into account. And that's setting up each and every one of these nursing homes with a telehealth clinic. So what we've done is not only in nursing homes, but assisted livings across the area, we're beginning to start what we call remote telehealth clinics in assisted livings. And we've been piloting that at the Linden's assisted living here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, for almost a year now. And it has proven a great resource, not only for the residents in the nursing homes and assisted livings, but for the staff as well, because when a resident goes out of an assisted living into the population, there's a great chance of them bringing an infection back into the property. So when they're able to see a physician from that building, it mitigates the risk of spread of any infectious disease, whether it be the flu or COVID.
So let me ask you one more question, Rusty, which is, you said you guys started on this a year ago. Sunshine Care Partners has been around for a few years. It sounds like you were already kind of working this direction, but to what degree did the pandemic sort of hasten those efforts kind of force your hand into, okay, we need to go ahead and bite this bullet. We need to pull this trigger now.
We were already preparing for telemedicine to be the, quote, next big thing. It took the pandemic for Medicare and the reimbursers to see the benefits of telemedicine. So then they allowed every practitioner to be able to provide these services, not just the practitioners that were in rurally, economically underserved areas when it came to those medical practitioners. So we were able to really leverage our talents. And then the state's licensing, because of COVID, some of the states actually have telehealth-only licenses now, like the state of Florida, and or relaxed restrictions on multi-state licensing. So it's allowed our Oklahoma doctors to literally serve the nation through telehealth.
Wow. All right. So this is the wave of the future, folks. And, you know, it sounds like our healthcare system could benefit. Our career tech system could benefit. There's jobs, so the economy could benefit. But most importantly, our senior citizens in general, stand to suffer less depression, have fewer infections, have better health, and generally a better, style of life. Is that all fair to say?
It is. And in addition to that, it's going to rebuild our job system in the most rural areas, because these are $30,000, $32,000 a year full benefit starting pay jobs that they can get through going through our career tech systems, and allow those individuals that live in the country or those rural areas not to have to move to the city to be able to earn a great rate and stay in those small towns. That's what we want. We want to be able to give small town America the ability to serve the nation.
Okay, you did make me think of one more question, which was, how long do you expect it to take? Is the curriculum built? And how long do you expect it to take for someone to go through one of these career tech programs and get the training they need to take one of these jobs?
The career tech system already offers CNA and LPN programs, which are different for each of the different career tech locations. As far as curriculum, we've already been building that. The reason we picked the career tech system is it can ramp up quickly versus doing this through a junior college or our college system, because we have to go through the Oklahoma State Board of Regents. So we feel that we can have a quick turnaround time and have curriculum in place by the spring here in Oklahoma. But we will be hiring and training these people individually prior to that point. So just go to our website and fill out an application for these rural jobs.
Okay, and that website is?
SunshineCarePartners.com.
SunshineCarePartners.com. Rusty McMurray, CEO of Sunshine Care Partners. Anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up?
I'm just thankful for the opportunity to work with AMS on site at a national level to help create jobs here in Oklahoma.
Outstanding. Hey, thank you.
Have a great day, and thank you for your time.
You've been listening to KRMG In-Depth, the podcast. I'm always looking for stories about the people, places, and politics of Oklahoma. I'm easy to find on Facebook, or you can always email me and the entire KRMG news team. The email address is news@krmg.com. I'm Russell Mills. Thanks for the listen.